right, welcome once again. My name is Pastor B. Wallace.
And I'm Keontae McDonald, and you're tuned in to Simplify Complexity, a relationship podcast.
So we want to welcome you to another podcast. We're really excited because we have Whitley Porter, author Whitley Porter, let's put it that way, here in the studio with us today. And our topic is going to be letting go. And for any of you, I'm sure you've experienced some of the struggles with inside relationships. And as you really have that person that you've been with for a long time or experienced different things, sometimes it's difficult to let go when you go through a hard breakup. Mm-hmm. And so I know we were talking a little bit. She is the author of The Breakup.
Yes.
So we're, why don't you say hello?
Hi. Well, first of all, thank you guys so much for having me. I am so excited to be here. And I do think that it's really important, especially for Christians. And as far as I'm concerned, I think for women, sometimes we struggle really with breaking up, with letting go of a relationship, an idea, a fairy tale. And so I think it was really important for me. And even since I've written the book, it's been about a year or so, but it's still sometimes I walk through the process with someone else or even with myself and I'll be like, man, this is tough. Like there's never like this cookie cutter way of really letting go. Like every situation is different. It's unique. And I think that if we took more time to develop ourselves internally and really worked on our emotional health, I think that breaking up, letting go, it would be easier. And I'm not saying spiritually as well on purpose, just because I'm assuming that everyone that's listening, most of them are Christians. But I think that Christians, sometimes we over spiritualize things and that we do not pay attention to the fact that God created us with emotions. And so we also need to learn how to handle and maintain those just as well as our spiritual health.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to it. We're going to get into it. We're going to get into the depths of it. Before we do, we definitely want to tell you about Harris Booker. Please give him a call. He supports the podcast. And basically, if you have questions, if you're not even sure about insurance and what you should do, what you shouldn't do, he is not going to pressure you to do anything, but he will give you information. So give him a call at 909-717-4886. Again, that's Harris Booker. All right. So as you talk about breakups and as we talk about life, we talk about letting go. We were talking a little bit about some of your past breakups and some of your past experiences. So why don't you share, you were talking about the hardest breakup that you experienced. Why don't you share a little bit
about
that?
Before I wrote the book, I told him, because we actually still stay connected, but I told him, I said, hey, I'm going to be writing this book and I'm just letting you know that I'm not going to go into detail, but that a part of it is about you. And he was like, it's all good. But one of my hardest breakups, he was like the love of my life.
Okay.
You know, he was just that dude, you know, he was amazing. And it really hurts when everybody confirms it around you. So everybody's like, man, y'all are like, y'all like Will and Jada, you know? So you're like, you feeling good? Like, okay, yes, definitely. And then I remember someone spoke into our life prophetically and we're like, oh man, you guys are going to get married, whatever, whatever. So it was really difficult when I noticed that the relationship was moving in a direction that I was like, this can't be what God has for either of us. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of times, especially women, we always focus on ourselves. So we're always like, oh, that dude, I was going to say a different word, but that dude, he ain't right. He doing this and that. And we never look at this, just both of you. Is this healthy for the both of you in this relationship? And it's unfair to not consider the man and the woman. And so when I realized that it was not moving in a healthy relationship, communication wise, you know, we arguing, we fighting, I'm doing crazy stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm slamming doors. I'm running out of the car. You know what I'm saying?
Relationships will do that to you, you know, a little bit, because you're so emotionally involved, so emotionally attached that we allow emotions to move that. And you mentioned something. So keep that thought, but you mentioned something that is really interesting, and I think this can really bless our listeners, is that there's times we will allow people to talk us into something rather than allowing God to talk us into something. Mm-hmm. So we'll allow people to say, well, that's the person, and this is this, and this that. And now we're staying with somebody, not so much because of what God is leading us to, but because we need to maintain appearance.
Right.
That's good. Especially within a certain community, and I won't even just say Christian community, because at the time I was in college, he was in college, so we had friends. You know what happens when you get in relationships, y'all friends become each other's friends. And so it's cute. It's who wants to show up to couples night alone, you know? You know, who's my spades partner now, you know? So it just became a routine. And not to say that our relationship couldn't have been salvaged, but we would have had to literally pull away, stop, take ourselves out of the emotional state that we were in and really say, okay, if we felt like, forget what other people were saying, but if we felt like this is what God was saying, this doesn't match what mm-hmm. he says in the Bible that love is. This doesn't match the type of relationship that we said that we wanted. We didn't want to, you know, emulate our parents. We didn't want to do this. We're moving in this direction. We don't want to move in this direction, even physically. We're doing things that we said that we didn't want to do. And I think that when you examine yourself in that way, you can really say, okay, am I moving down a healthy way? Is there any way to salvage this? If not, then I have to let it go. And that was the maturity that took me 7 years to get. So it wasn't something that happened overnight. So I'm hoping by sharing this that somebody listening will be able to get this in 7 minutes or whatever, rather uh-huh. than 7 years like it took me.
I think a good word that you brought up and what just clicked into my mind is you said routine. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, and I know for me, I don't know about for you, but you know, sometimes we go through just life and things do become routine, and in that routine we become comfortable.
Yeah.
And in certain situations, even dysfunction becomes comfortable, and we just kind of go with that flow.
Yeah,
you good. Know, until we actually come to realization, like, you know, something needs to change. I need to make a change. Mm-hmm. You know, so we really need to hone in and really understand that and realize that, like, okay, I'm going down this path, and you know, even though it's comfortable, I need to get uncomfortable.
Yes.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
So we were talking a little bit about before, you know, we started the show, we were talking about challenges. Mm-hmm. So as we're talking about letting go, and we know that letting go is a huge challenge, what are some of the difficult things that you experienced as far as letting go?
Ever since I was a little girl, I have always wanted to be married.
Oh, the dream.
You
had the dream. You had it laid
on.
Out. You had it written in pencil.
I'm not even going to lie to you. It's still there. Okay. You know what I mean? All
right. So share a little bit. I mean, where are you going to be? Is it outdoor? Is it indoor?
Oh, you already know. So I'm thinking, like, I love the idea of the church. So I want it to be dramatic with the whole, like, get pulled up in one of those old cars. Mm-hmm. Like,
you got the old car and everything.
Yes.
Okay, so you got the dream.
Yes.
You got the dream.
I got the church, the dress. Yeah.
All right, so how'd that play into the challenge?
The challenge is what happens if, number one, I can't afford that. So, mm-hmm. like, let's just be real. Like, if I was to get married tomorrow, who's going to pay for my wedding? Mm-hmm. Like, are y'all going to pay? Like, what I want, I really literally cannot afford at this very moment.
Right.
So then what happens with that? Also the challenge of when you're hooked to this idea with a specific person, kind of like what you alluded to earlier. And maybe that person is someone that God is like, okay, never mind, just kidding. You know, maybe I went through this experience, and sometimes I think we get attracted to someone and it could have just been a friendship. It could have been some, we were just supposed to, you know, be business partners, and we took it to another level, you know?
Right.
And so I think sometimes that's hard, especially if you're dealing with someone in, I'll say, in church settings, like, you know, y'all have an anointing on you, y'all men, you know, and you carry something. And I think for women, they can easily confuse that with, oh my gosh, he's either attracted to me or I'm attracted to them. And you could really just be attracted to the fact that he's a man of God.
Mm-hmm.
And you being a woman of God and him being a man of God, there's something there, there's power there.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean you guys can't connect, but really just being able to decipher through that. And so I think I was so married to the idea of marrying this individual specifically. Residuals followed into other relationships,
mm-hmm.
but I would say, and specifically in that relationship, you couldn't tell me otherwise. Like, if you tried to tell me and like we weren't supposed to be together, I would cut you off. Like,
it was like, you don't understand. God said,
exactly,
God spoke to me.
He did, and he spoke to both of us. And then if all of a sudden you're in a relationship and God is only speaking to one, it's time to let it go.
Right,
you know,
right.
If you're the only person in the relationship after a certain point that is still feeling like God is saying that you guys are supposed to be together, like, it's really not that deep. You just need to go ahead and move out. And again, not saying that God can't bring people back together. I know plenty of people who in the beginning, they felt like God was speaking. They moved in a certain direction. It didn't work out and they go back. But let's not live in that fantasy land. Like, let's be in reality. And in that moment in time, those years that I was holding onto this relationship, I probably missed out on my husband. I probably missed out on other experiences where I could have, you know, been pursuing other things or whatever. I didn't completely let my life stop. I'm just not that kind of woman. You know what I mean? But who knows how much further along I could have been. I mean, maybe I would have written this book 2 years. I mean, who knows where I would have been if I would have followed in the process that I needed to follow.
Now, I want to say this because it's controversial.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Kiyansa and I, we've had this discussion. We actually did a podcast talking about your soulmate.
Okay.
And I think we have to be careful because sometimes we want to attribute something to God because we want it so bad.
Right.
And so when it comes to relationships, we have this concept that I believe is faulty in some ways. Because I do believe that God is actively involved in our lives and in our relationships, and he does guide us in the area of relationships. But sometimes we'll say, okay, well, God said that that's the person mm-hmm. and the one. And we get it caught up into the one concept, whereas God guides us in relationships, but they're not so much soulmates as predestined. Like, okay, well, that was the person that I was predestined.
Right.
And it's actually depressing if that's the case, because that means there's this one person, only one person that you are going to be able to connect to have true happiness. Mm-hmm. And if you find that true person, that one person, then, oh, you've experienced this true happiness, but that is faulty, because the only one person that we can be truly happy with is Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And God gives us guidelines to guide us in the area of relationships so he can bless us mm-hmm. rather than us saying, okay, well, because as you said, you break up. So did God make a mistake?
Right.
Is that even possible for God to make mistakes?
Yeah, yeah.
And so we attribute something to something that God really said, okay, no, I'm here to guide you. But it's not so much me saying that's the one person.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Just to piggyback off of what you said, something else is clicked in my mind. You know, when we come to situations like that and where we're kind of trying to make our own destiny, you know?
Yes.
I just always, and I've really been practicing this for a month, and you just always have to think about, is it a good idea or is it God's idea?
It's so good.
You know, and when you look at that word good, G-O-O-D, you take out that extra O because it's a circle and you're just focused on yourself. You're focused on the center of yourself. Mm-hmm. When you take that out of the equation, then you focus on what God's idea is, and that's where he wants to guide you.
Well, you come up with all this deep stuff. You take out the O and just focus it on self. I like it. I like it.
Okay. All right.
All right. So you were saying how you were fixated that this was the one.
Yes.
And you wouldn't let go.
I wouldn't let go.
And for our listeners, be mindful that are you listening to God? You know, because you can want something so bad.
Yeah.
You know, to where you're not listening to God, you're not seeing the signs. I refuse to see it. And many times it's you make your bed, you have to lie in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so talk a little bit about more, but as far as that struggle of this was what I knew had to be. And you would ignore maybe those signs from God saying you need to go in a different direction.
Yeah. I definitely say, and by the way, this man, he's an amazing person. So I never want to put him in a light that he's not amazing. I think he's fabulous. He's phenomenal. But one of the things that I think that was happening was that, first of all, the way that we were speaking to each other was terrible. Like, have you ever just been out and you see those couples? And I'm not saying that couples can't argue and fight and stuff like that. Like, let's be real. But we was just those, like, people that you were like, they need to break up. Like,
well, I mean, good communication. Is actually a learned behavior.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We learn good communication. Wow. We don't just come out the womb communicating well. So,
got
but
it.
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. You just made me feel so much better about myself. So, yeah, it was one of those things. I mean, literally, like, you know, I don't know, when you're in love and the beginning stages, everything just makes you like in love with that person. And then when they make you angry, they make you really angry. And if you don't know how to control yourself, so I'm slamming doors, I'm running away, I'm throwing food. It was ridiculous. Like it was embarrassing. Like if I would see that girl now, I would probably slap her across her face and be like, girl, you need to sit down. And so I'm having all these situations. And then not to mention, especially when you're in college and people see that you're in a relationship, that's probably one of the worst things you could do, right? Because then all these girls, all of a sudden, people trying to sit on his lap and, you know, sending inappropriate text messages and stuff. And so we were just young. And maybe at that point, it wasn't the right time to just sit and try to really settle. I mean, we were like declaring, like within a month, we already knew, oh, we getting married. This is it. Like we met our soulmate. And so I think that we probably stepped into our relationship. Well, let me make this clear, though. When we first got together, I was in a 6-month period where I was like, I'm not going to date anyone. And I was reading this book. It's called Knight in Shining Armor. It's a really good book. And so I was reading the book, and the book basically tells you that if you're dating someone or someone's kind of approaching you, take 6 months and just dedicate it to you and God. Like, let him first be your knight in shining armor. And then after that, like, you know, whatever. So I'm in the midst of that. I think I was like at month 4. I'm doing good. I'm going strong. And then this man, he just, you know, this chocolate man just come out of nowhere. And so what did I do? I compromised. We met up and we started dating. Like, it was okay, like, if we were just getting to know each other because we were just building a friendship. But once we started dating, what I think that happened was I really broke a contract that I made with God. Yeah. And so it no longer became, when I was dating him, about God. It really became about me, because I said to myself, well, this is not so bad. And the minute that I started dating him, he got hurt. Like, he literally blew out his knee. Mm-hmm. It was crazy experience. And then I remember thinking, like, oh my gosh. And I know that it was directly attributed to the fact that both of us, because we both were like moving forward and we said, oh, we want to make our lives centered around the Lord. And so I'm saying all that to say that with me, the letting go part was so hard, because I felt like I wanted to stay and make it work with him. It was almost as if I was trying to make amends with God.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's also that you invest time.
Yeah.
And you invest emotions.
Definitely.
And that's why we have to be so careful, because the more time you invest, the mm-hmm. more emotions that you put into it, the harder it is to see those signs and to go into a different direction. Mm-hmm. And that's where, you know, I encourage people, you know, to keep community involved in the relationship process. It's so easy as you get into that phase, as you said, you kind of went from friends to now we're hooking up and we're all in, mm-hmm. and you get into this little cave and it's just you, and you begin to separate from your community. That's to say, hey, temper things, yeah. stay patient. Wait, did you see this sign? Did you see that? And we don't want to hear any of that. And so it's really important to keep community involved in that process, and keep like your pastor involved in that process. Keep your family involved in your process. Yeah. So it's easy to cut people off.
Yeah.
Did you have something?
I just thought it was what you mentioned about the 6 month rule. Mm-hmm. I thought that's a great idea, you know, because I think in this generation, especially now, it's really hard to really practice patience. Mm-hmm. You know, we live in such a microwave generation where everybody just wants something instant. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But you know, when you think about it, 6 months is it's a nice sacrifice. This is a really low sacrifice for, you know, something that you're going to probably spend the rest of your life with. You'd rather take that 6 months, you know what I mean, versus rushing something for the rest of your life.
You must forget what it was like to be alone, huh? Because 6 months can seem like an eternity. I'm just going to keep it real. Six months can seem like an eternity when you're alone.
Right.
And you possibly see that person that you really like, and you're like, you fearful that somebody's going to take them. Going back to fear, there was one other challenge that you mentioned before we talk about some of the solutions, was fear. Mm-hmm. You kind of allowed fear to hold on that didn't allow you to let go. Fear that I wouldn't find somebody again. Fear that it might be for a long time. So we'll talk about that a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I have always been a pretty confident woman in myself, and I've always felt like, man, I'm a catch. And like, if a man gets me, like, he's getting upgraded, as Beyonce would say. But then there's this thought that, okay, but am I too strong? Am I too independent? Am I too into God? Like, all these things, because I never saw myself with someone who was like, no disrespect to pastors, but I just never saw myself with someone who was like cookie cutter, like Christian man, just like, cause that's not how I am. Like, you know, I mean, you know, I'm a little on the other side, but I love the Lord though. Like, let's
righteous
not...
and ratchet.
Right. Exactly. You know? Oh man. And so I always felt like, oh, I'm called to the entertainment industry, so I can't have somebody who's over here like, oh, Whitley, that's, you know, this is not a holy environment. We know this, you know? And so I think my fear was, I'm not going to find somebody who is for me. And maybe that's why I thought there was a comfort in thinking, then God just has this one person set out for me. Mm-hmm. And it's comforting to think that and to believe that. And so when I experienced the love that I experienced, that's why I said, this man was amazing. Like, he was my ride or die. He was my, like, he like held me down in moments. And I said, okay, but if I let this go, will there be another like this? Right. Will somebody, I'm crazy, I'm different, I'm weird, I don't fit in a box, and who's gonna want that? And I think when people see me on the outside, they love to just look at Whitley like, oh, she's pretty or she's cool or whatever. But I'm like, are they gonna be able to handle what it takes to really be with Whitley Porter? And I wasn't sure that that was gonna happen. And so instead of trusting God that there was gonna still be another, I said, nah, we gonna make this one work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I think one of the things I want to put out there is that we're talking about letting go when you're not married. Mm-hmm. And so if you're listening to this, it's important that you understand that we're not talking about you married. There's no letting go. You in it for life,
right.
So, exactly. So get that thought out of your head. It's a matter of making the sacrifices for what do you need to do to make it work?
Mm-hmm.
But as you talk about fear, you see that a lot within relationships before marriage, that fear begins to consume the relationship. And the only reason people are together is out of fear. Fear of the unknown. Fear of, well, I have to start over again. Fear, especially when you've invested so much time. And you'll see people, they'll stay in abusive relationships. They'll stay in some very horrible situations, all based off of fear. Yeah. And there's something that you said, that fear, because you stopped allowing God to be your base. You've made this person, you've made this image, you've made this thing your foundation rather than Christ being your foundation. And you're not trying to find stability in a person. You're stable in Christ. And that's that 6 month that you're talking about. That's that time in Christ to where if you're rooted in Christ, then you'll find that you're stable. And as the relationship becomes unstable at times, because all relationships have those moments of instability, you're able to still have stability in Christ. So let's finish up with lessons learned. So as you talk about letting go and you talk about lessons learned, what are some things that you would like to share with some of our listeners?
Definitely trusting in the Lord. I think that it sounds, it's like
cliche-ish, right?
Yeah, it's like, but no, you really have to know that you know that you know that you trust God. And when you, or for me, and I do recommend the six, and you're so right. Like when I first read the book and they said, dedicate 6 months, I was like, hell no. Like I couldn't see that. And then I realized how much I spent looking and searching and preparing myself for someone else. And I was like, how come we don't take that time to dedicate that to the Lord? Like, we really will say that we're Christians and that we stand for Christ, and it's like we ride or die. And then once something that we want comes into our minds and we think about the fact that we may have to sacrifice that for the Lord, you really question, like, how down are you really for God? And so I said, I'm down for you. And this 6 months was not about, okay, I did it so that he brings someone. It was really about me saying, I'm centered, I'm whole, I'm gonna try to be the best person that I can be, so when my relationship comes, like, my husband can enjoy me, not the crazy me, but like the, you know, the best version of me. And so I learned that I had to learn how to just really trust God. And so when I finally, you know, broke up and I finally let go, one of the things that I learned though too was, because I didn't do a clean breakup, you know, those breakups where you guys like broken up, but you still together, like you kind of, you still kind of talk. And like when they see you with somebody else, like you can't really be with somebody because they like, oh, so you went out with so-and-so. Like, so it was not a clean breakup whatsoever. It was messy. If you would have saw us together, you would have been like, are y'all still, y'all getting married? Like, it was just kind of that situation because we were still emotionally invested. So even after we broke up, even though there were times that we were physical in our relationship, unfortunately, but emotionally there was still that soul tie, still that connection there. So one of the greatest lessons I can say is, if you're going to break up, break up.
Well, I want to say this, and I know, Keontae, you're about to say something, but I do want to say this because you kind of hinted at something that's really important, especially with relationships before marriage. Is, I'm assuming you guys were sexually active.
Yes, we didn't go all the way.
Okay, but you
does that count?
You were sexually active. So but here's the thing. We don't realize the impact of physical touch. The impact that physical foreplay has on our emotions. And that's why God says, well, wait a minute, that is reserved for marriage, because those things are getting you more attached to this person, which makes the breakup harder. And so you've invested not only your mind, not only your time, but you've invested your body into this person, and you have this deeper connection. And so now it's time to break up. Your mind is saying, we need to break up, it's over. But everything in your body is saying, no, but I've given myself to them. And so you have to be so careful. That's why God, you know, really says, be careful about those type of things, and wait till marriage.
Oh man. I was just gonna, I was just gonna reference something. Actually, I was listening to an interview early this morning. You know, when you just talk about, you know, are we really ride or die? You know, when it comes to like, oh, I'm gonna do this for the Lord, but when something else comes into our path, it's kind of like we, you know, we kind of changed our trajectory. But I was listening to an interview by Devon Franklin, who's a pretty amazing guy.
Amazing.
But he was just talking about, you know, when you said trust in the Lord, and he was just talking about faith and, you know, how faith without works is dead. And, you know, a lot of times we'll pray for things and pray for where we want to go, but we're doing the prayer, but we're not preparing for the work. Mm-hmm. You know, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll just sit here and pray like, okay, I want a house, and we'll just pray. Mm-hmm. But we're not doing the work where, okay, I need to check my credit score. I need to make sure what documents do I need to apply for a loan, you know, yeah. so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. And we're just trying to go blindly into this process. Mm-hmm. But we have to put that work in. And in this situation, the work would be that 6 months and really, you know, getting right with God and really yeah. setting your foundation. And I just wanted to say, like, again, in this generation where we're just so fast and instant on things, we're not taking the time to really practice patience. We're not taking the time to really set the groundwork first before we try to lead into something.
It's good stuff. Well, did you have final thoughts before we close?
You know, I don't know why it's really on my heart, because I wasn't even going to say anything about the 6 months. So the Lord kind of led me there, but I don't know who's listening, but I really believe that there's somebody that knows within them that they need to take some time mm-hmm. for not just themselves, but for God. And I'm learning more and just being around people and connecting with people, how important like us being at our best is in order for us to really perform the ministries that we're supposed to perform in whatever field you're called to. And I think in relationships, it's such a sacrifice or a sacrificial type of thing. And it made me think of, and I told Pastor Brian this earlier about Philippians 2:3, and just take that time to really read the scripture, but understand that like when Paul is talking to us and he's commissioning us to really be selfless and to sacrifice ourselves, not out of vanity or conceit, but to really think of others before ourselves. Like that's what a relationship is. You know, I want to be a wife and a mother one day. And I think about how I have to get all my selfish ways out now, especially being an only child, because everything is always about me. But I think about what real love is because Christ showed us first. And so if you can sacrifice your time and your energy to really devote it to being your best self for Christ, especially if you feel like God is going to bring you the person that you want to be with or that he has for you, it's really, really counterintuitive than to not seek out the Lord for that preparation period for the person that he's sending you. Like that doesn't make sense. Like that's right. going to McDonald's and, you know, asking for a Burger King hamburger. Like it just doesn't make sense. Like go to the source for whatever you need. And so, you know, that would just be my recommendation, is if you really, really want to see your life and you want to see yourself at your best, you really need to take time to let go of whatever you know that you got to let go of, really center yourself in the Lord, and then move forward and know that you are going to have something that's going to be better than what you could have ever imagined.
All right. That's good stuff. Gianta, you have anything, man?
That was pretty straightforward. That was actually nice.
All right. Well, again, we thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And for our listeners, please go to the website, simplifycomplexity.org, simplifycomplexity.org, and you can just see many more of our resources. Some of the things that we talked about here, kind of in part, we talked about in more detail. So like we talked about soulmates is one of our, we talked about anger and how to do, because there's such thing as good anger and bad anger. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times we look at all anger as bad, but no, you know, there is constructive anger. And so it's a matter of how do you make it constructive? And you know, we just talked about forgiveness. We talked about healing after divorce. And so those that have struggled with a really hard breakup from divorce, we talked about that. So there's many other resources on the website. So please go check it out, simplifycomplexity.org. And again, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
And so, Keonta, you want to close us in prayer?
Father, we just come before you, Lord. First of all, just thanking you, Lord, for this session, Father, and just what was said today, Lord. We ask, Lord, that the words that were spoken on this podcast, Father, that, you know, people that may be listening, Lord, that you know, may be dealing or are in this situation right now, Father, gain insight, Father, and just, you know, knowledge on how to maneuver and what to do, Father. We ask that you just bless all the ears, Father, that have tuned in, Father. Continue to bless Whitley, Father, as she continues to move forth, Father. Just be an inspiring voice, Father, for you, Lord, and just building your kingdom, Father. We ask that you just continue to bless this podcast, Lord, and just continue to move us forward in the future, Father, for your glory. It's in your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you. God keep you. Until next time. Yeah. What you come for? Come on. Stand up. Put your hands up. Make some noise. Party with me. It's a reunion in my family. There's no place I'd rather be. Your people.
people, I'd rather see where there's two or three than there the Lord will be. Where the Lord is, and there you'll see me. If the Lord ain't going, then I'm not going. Let us be best minded with the mind of Christ. Let us love one another as you will love I. You need me just as much as I need you, because a body can't function when a body's been too.